All right, y'all, which one of y'all keeps doing a rain dance? It's like every day now. It's getting old. This has nothing to do with sports. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk here on KGNU. I, of course, am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the very best of the best when it comes to talking sports, especially here on KGNU, where we have the best sports radio show. I am back here in the studio after a little vacation. I took a trip back home to enjoy some friends and family, and apparently I missed a lot. Firstly, the Nuggets won their first NBA championship. But you already knew that because chances are you heard of the estimated 700,000 person parade that took place here in Denver, Colorado, and that's about 200,000 more people than last year's parade when the Avalanche won their championship. But not quite as packed as the Denver Broncos parade, which attracted over a million of you guys. Denver fans absolutely pack that city anytime there's some kind of championship. You guys sure know how to party. And then Denver just kept on winning. Because after that, Wyndham Clark won the 123rd U.S. Open, one of the four major championships in golf. Now, if you're asking who Mr. Clark is, you might want to familiarize yourself with him because he's just a hometown kid. He's from right down the road here in Denver, Colorado. He did go to Valor Christian High School, one of the most dominant high schools in the state when it comes to just about any athletic event. There, he won two state titles in golf, but his dominance in Colorado didn't stop there as he won the Pac-12 championship while attending the University of Oregon. And which course did he win that championship at? The one here in Boulder at the Boulder County Country Club. Clark is the first-born Coloradan golfer to hoist the big U.S. Open trophy. Oh, and get the $3.6 million that comes alongside with it. Now, he didn't get a parade, but he was seen chugging some sort of what we can only assume to be alcoholic beverage out of the trophy in Los Angeles after the tournament. And honestly, can you even blame him? He just won one of the biggest events in golf and over $3 million. He can do whatever he wants with that trophy. So now that makes last year's Avalanche team winning the championship, the Denver Broncos Super Bowl back in 2015, the Nuggets this year, Clark's Open win, the Colorado Mammoth Lacrosse Championship last year, and you know what? Let's toss the Colorado women's basketball team on there for making it to the Sweet 16. What a decade it's been to be a fan of sports here in Colorado. And you know, it's only going to get better because these teams are still pretty darn good, and soon we might have to toss CU football on that list as they keep trending in the right direction. I know I sure wouldn't mind seeing them win something more than just one game. If you're ever wondering what the good old days of Denver sports are, they're right now, so enjoy them while they last. And that is just about all the time I got for you here on KGNU. You can catch me at this same time here next week. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss. Have a good Friday.